You're listening to Music for the Mighty Mellow with DJ Frederick. It's At the Tone.
Fantastic. There we are.
Welcome aboard. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to At The Tone, music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. Heard every week here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Sometimes environmental ideas come from unexpected places. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet. Last night I had a dream, and in it, all the animals of the world had been called to a meeting. Each species had sent a representative to an enormous assembly of creatures. Rainforest birds and insects intermingled, while primates ambled by. Desert reptiles and wetlands amphibians slithered under the hooves of mammals waiting patiently. Predator and prey eyed each other warily as the meeting was called to order. A weathered old tortoise spoke up. "The reason we're gathered here today," he said, "is to address a number of problems which concern us all. One is that living conditions are getting worse. The fish are reporting that all over the world, water's going bad. The birds confirm that in many places the air is getting unfit to breathe. And the worms are telling us that the soil is losing its vitality. And something we've all noticed is that the seasons are changing. It's getting warmer all year round, isn't it?" There was a huge murmur of squawks and grunts as the animals voiced their agreement. The tortoise went on. "Now, we've sent many invitations to the humans for them to have a representative come here. Did the message get through? Has anyone arrived?" There was an uncomfortable silence. And then a chameleon rolled his big eye and flicked his tongue at me. A hummingbird hovered next to my shoulder, and a water buffalo snorted at me inquisitively. In fact, as I looked around, every head, whether feathered, scaled, or furred, was slowly turning in my direction. And then I woke up, and I wondered if anyone else had had the same dream.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
Every Thursday at 22 hours 30 UTC, keep up with what's happening in the world of radio. World-renowned DXO Glenn Hauser brings us a half-hour program primarily focusing on shortwave radio, but also including coverage of all aspects of the broadcast spectrum. That's World of Radio, Thursdays at 22 hours 30 Universal, right here on the Global Voice. Check the program schedule for repeat.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
Gone. Desperation grabs you by the throat. You know you're sinking, but still you try to float. High-pitched screaming blocks out everything you hear, but still you pretend that there's nothing to fear. You come on strong, you need nobody's help. It's plain to see you just don't know yourself. At last you found that part of you that was filled with lies. Sunshine is expanding the consciousness of your mind. The thunderstorm of derision is finally behind. Now you know about this thing called love. At last, my friend, you know what you're dreaming of. About the trouble you left behind. You worked out all the tension inside your head because you found reality instead. Now there's peace within your love. At last you found what you were dreaming of.
A band from my neck of the woods, The Ultimate Spinach. They're from Boston. A tune called Jazz Thing. And before that, the amazing Norwegian-Australian Mr. Sven Liebeck with a tune called White Limehouse Blues. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. It's music to help you find your groove. If you'd like to correspond, I have an email address. It is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. Radio's meant to be interactive, and I'd be very happy to hear from you, your thoughts, comments, and feedback on the program.
It's too early on to tell you how I feel. This is Bird Note. Even in the ruthless grip of winter, when the snow crunches beneath your boots, an ember glows in the lilt of a black-capped chickadee. Even in the northern states, where the Arctic can seem too close for comfort, springtime erupts from the song of a house finch. Even now in February, when the air outside is brittle and painful, warmth rides the rhythm of an American robin. No, spring isn't just around the corner, at least not in the north. But even in winter, some birds greet the sunrise with song. We normally hear the dawn chorus in springtime, when birds sing to define territory and attract mates. But birds don't breed by warmth alone. Day length is a far more reliable spark than weather. And in February, as the days grow longer, birds begin to sing a prelude to spring. It's not entirely clear how they measure day length, but we do know that photoreceptors in birds' brains sense the increasing light. It triggers the production of hormones, which helps bring on the breeding season. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
I'm Steve Bauer, and I host a program called Smooth Jazz USA. It features smooth and contemporary jazz from yesterday and today. You'll hear artists from yesterday, including Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Dave Brubeck, Frank Sinatra, and more.
I did it my way.
You'll also hear today's hot, smooth jazz artists, such as Peter White, Rick Braun, Diana Krall, Boney James, and Mindy Hebert. I'll also have smooth jazz news, celebrate artist birthdays, have special features, interviews, and more. We hear smooth and contemporary jazz every day on the radio, in commercials, in businesses, and the Weather Channel's Local on the 8 segments and more. So how about joining me for 2 hours of some of the best music in the world? It's Smooth Jazz USA. Mondays at 22 UTC here on the Global Voice.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Global Voice.
Thank you. Aloha. Ho'oleho oko kaleo ohonua.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this is the Global Voice.
Guess Who, the tune called Undone. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and if you enjoy shortwave radios, obscure music, and watching the occasional test pattern, you've come to the right place. It's At the Tone, and I'll be here next Saturday at 1900 UTC. Please join me then for more music to help you find your groove here on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world.
And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it.
Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area. Thank you.
decades, television and radio broadcasts may have been reaching an unintended audience. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
Now you know what that is, don't you?
You're imitating a bumblebee?
Don't you remember that?
Ever since human beings created radio, and then a little bit later television, we have been sending unintentional messages off into space. I Love Lucy has been streaming out toward the stars at the speed of light for over 50 years. So we have been making ourselves known to the cosmos. But only incidentally are they going to other civilizations.
Doug Vakoch is president of METI International, which stands for Messaging Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Unlike SETI, which has primarily been listening for evidence of life in space, METI wants to take a more active approach.
We're saying, in addition to those communications with ourselves, we want to send the extraterrestrials a clear-cut message saying, we want to engage in a conversation with you.
But not everyone thinks sending intentional messages into space is a good idea.
One of the most vocal opponents of METI is Stephen Hawking, the British cosmologist. Hawking makes the point that whenever a more advanced civilization meets a less advanced civilization, it almost always turns out poorly for the less advanced civilization. So his solution is to try to stay as quiet as we can. But there's one big problem. Our accidental TV and radio signals are streaming out into space at the speed of light. There's no way we can hide ourselves from a civilization that has the capacity to come here.
We'll hear more about messaging outer space in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Thank you.
a brand new 45 on Big Crown Records. Great band called Holy Hive and a tune called Blue Light. Looking forward to hopefully getting a full-length LP from them in the not-too-distant future. And before that, Mr. Vinnie Bell with his version of the Beatles' Hey Jude. Yeah, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to At the Tone here on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I want to say thank you for listening. Wishing you many blessings. I'll be back next week. In the interim, and in the meantime, keep listening to the Global Voice. Let's cruise out with some Herbie Mann.